All right, fam, I finally got it back to normal. It was on the wrong setting. Would have thought? Okay, here we are, reading number three. As you know, each reading that I do is for entertainment purposes only, and you are responsible for your own actions. So let's go ahead and get into this reading. I am not a doctor, PhD, or a lawyer, or the cops. So if you need those people, please seek proper authorities. Thank you. Don't take my word for it. All right, let's go. Patiently, what you want, get what you need. Something about your second house. Okay? Being patient, you're gonna get what you need. Just be patient. Be patient. What you need is coming. What else you have for us? Let's okay, might be an Aries you're dealing with. Inner guide. Somebody needs their inner guide, and could be a Pisces or a Sagittarius. Definitely dealing with the fire signs here. Okay, your highest ideals, the ones that like to rule the world and get it out in the world. Okay, so there's a Sagittarius, possibly Aries. Doesn't have to be. That needs to be patient. They're not being patient. They're eagerly wanting something to happen, and it's not about to happen right now. You have to be patient and wait on whatever it is that you're supposed to be waiting on. Pray. Use your inner guide. Okay? This is you using your inner guide to find out, like opening your third eye, speaking to the Most High, and using your inner guide. But you gotta have patience. Whatever's coming is definitely coming. Okay? It's going to come. You just have to be patient about it. Let's see. What else? Words, because we don't do tarot on read. Pray about it, meditate on it, do something in between time. But whatever's happening, it's happening. It might happen in April, okay? It might pop off in April next month. Who knows? You never know, okay? Somebody wants your money. Somebody's caught. Messing around with the sex demons. Okay, so there's some sex demons here. I just heard not the sex demons, but a sex ritual. A sex ritual, is it? Somebody is using sex magic, sex rituals. Somebody's using sex magic or sex ritual somewhere. That's what I heard. Not at the park. Again, someone just wants sex. This is it. This is what's up. Somebody's working on with the moon magic, doing sex rituals. Moon magic, sex moon moon magic, sex ritual. Can't even say it. Moon magic, sex rituals. Somebody wants something so bad that they're doing moon magic sex rituals to get it instead of being patient and letting it come. What happens when you do stuff like that, when you go before God, before it's supposed to be yours, when you hurry it up, you end up getting something worse. You know what I think about, how I think about it? It's like, you being patient, you're not being patient, okay? You want to rush into something really quick. Do you remember how Pet Sematary was, the original Pet Sematary? And he wanted his dog, was it the dog back? His son back. He wanted his son back. And instead of being patient, just being patient with the death process, he rushed and had his child buried, and then the child came back alive, killing everybody. You rushing into something is going to produce a negative outcome instead of you waiting for that thing to happen. You rushing for it is not a good idea right now. Somebody with braids in their head. Somebody has braids in their head. They're rushing. They're doing sex rituals. And they on that shit. Yes, on that shit. I'm gonna say what I say. It's on they on that shit. They rushing shit. They want things to happen ASAP. They don't wanna wait to April. Yeah, they don't, they're not gonna get the new beginnings that they asked for, and they're gonna get exposed for these sex rituals. What idiots. What an idiot. Instead of just being patient and waiting, you want to do the sex rituals? Go ahead, do the sex rituals. Because the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to get exposed for doing the sex rituals, and it's not going to be a likely outcome that you want. Basically, doing the moon magic. That's what y'all doing the moon magic. Having sex. Again, this is in reverse. This is a whole new deck of cards. You're not getting that new beginning. You're not. It's not going to happen for you because you keep doing these sex rituals trying to rush things in. Wow. And this is happening right here in Florida. So whoever this person is, they're in Florida. Or they're working with somebody in Florida. Look at this. They pay a neighbor and or a friend to watch you. They paid a neighbor and a friend to watch you. And then they report back to them. This is in Florida. This is right the fuck here in Florida. But they're not going to get a new beginning. They want to rush this thing to happen. They're not going to get it. They're not going to get what they want. They're going to get a bad outcome. Yep. Reaping bad karma. Oh, yeah, she's talking today. Reaping bad karma. That's what's happening. That's what's gonna happen. It could be, it could be a Taurus that could possibly be stalking you for money, or a Taurus stole from you. And a Taurus doesn't want your man. They just want your money. We pulled that three times. They want your money, and they paying people to watch you to see when you get. I'll be damned. At this. Be patient. Be patient. You're not being patient. You're doing them sex rituals on the moon magic, the full moon and the new moon. You're not getting what you want. You're not gonna get it. You're never gonna get it. Some people, I don't understand them. But it ain't for me to overstand. It's just for me to pass the message. And twice. Twice this has came out. Two different decks. They're on that shit. This is twice. That thing. I pulled it earlier. It's on, they on that shit. They're smoking, they're doing drugs, having sex. This is all a ritual. Doing the moon magic, trying to get somebody's money, paying people, and they didn't do the job. All the shit that they was doing, they didn't even get the job done. I'm the only one laugh because y'all stupid as fuck. You stupid. You did all the sex magic, sex rituals. Smoking that shit, being on that shit, getting high and having sex, trying to make something work in your favor, and it's not. You're getting exposed all the way. You're getting ready to get exposed. Okay, so this is what I have for y'all. Let me tell you. Somebody here is getting exposed. They've been doing sex magic rituals. They've been getting high on that. They've been getting high on that. Okay, and they're doing sex magic rituals. They're trying to take somebody's money. They've also paid somebody to, like, a neighbor or a friend or somebody to watch this person because this person is supposed to be getting something and they want to take it from this person. Unfortunately, excuse me. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen because they wasn't patient enough. They wanted to hurry up the process, and so they did the magic rituals and the moon rituals and the sex rituals and the crack rituals. They have been exposed. Okay, they're getting exposed. They're not getting a new beginning. That's not going to be happening. They own that shit. Okay. This could be somebody that has braids in their head. Okay. Again, they do this moon magic where they do the sex rituals. They have a sexual demon attached to them. They have the incubus or succubus energy attached to them. They're not doing things at the park. Again, look, the sex demons are talking to them. They've been caught. Okay. And they want your money. If it's not you, it's somebody else. Something supposed to pop off this April, but they can't wait till April. They want to do them sex magic rituals right now. Okay? But let's. They paid and hired a neighbor to watch you. Again, they're not getting the new beginning. Again, this is in Florida. They're reaping bad karma because they stole from you. And they're stalking you for your money. It could be a Taurus or somebody working with a Taurus. Could be an Aries involved. Could be a Sagittarius involved as well. These people don't want your man. They want your money. And they own that shit. That's twice. But they didn't do the job. So, whoever this is, they're doing them sex rituals. They're doing moon magic rituals. And they're getting high. And they're paying people to watch you. Why? I have no idea. They want to watch you to find out when your money is coming so they can come in and get it. Unfortunately, that's not going to fucking happen because there's no new beginning. They think that you have money coming towards you. I apparently hear that somebody has told these people that you have money coming towards you. So they want that money. So they're doing everything in their power to get that money. They're stalking you. They're paying people to watch you so they see if you've gotten the money or not. Here's my key to you. Keep your motherfucking mouth shut. Don't say shit about that money that you're getting. If you're getting money, you could be getting something else. Who knows? Nobody knows what God has in plan or what God has in store. But these people think that you're getting money and they're going to get exposed for what they've been doing. These sex rituals, sex magic, they're going to get caught. Like I said, could be a Taurus, could be a Sagittarius or an Aries. Okay? So basically, that's all I got for you. Somebody's going to find out the hard way. All that black magic, all them sex rituals, all that crack that you smoking ain't going to work. It ain't going to happen. Nobody is in control but God. Therefore, God gonna make sure that everybody involved who was trying to take your money is going to be in a major trouble. And this is for the Florida people because this said Florida. So with that being said, I am the out. Deuces. Have a good one next week.